And now it's time for another episode of Magic on Magic, the podcast where the topic is always me, Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C, coming at you via the BelowTopSecret.com member podcast network on the talk feed. Hey, I got the feed right. Oh, yeah, and the last Magic on Magic I put in the Manic Monologues thread. Oh, man, I tell you. I'm just out of control. So anyway, this podcast, I made this rather early in the morning on the 20th of March, 2006. And I just wanted to chat into Podspace, you know, scream out into the void about the latest things going on with me. Yeah, as if anyone cares. Oh, how pathetic. But anyway, yeah, a lot of stuff going on. I'm really excited because yesterday I got the Black Bar of Doom, which is like so cool. I'm like, oh, wow, I still can't believe it. It's really neat. The Black Bar of Doom is when your applause and post bar, which gets red. It gets redder as the number of applauses you get goes up from the staff. And they give applause. You know, it can be pretty hard to get applauses sometimes. You know, you have to do something that a staff member notices and says, hey, I want to see more of that on ATS. And what they're looking at is not, oh, do they agree with you? But what they're looking at is it a good post? Is it well-researched? Does it got good links? You know, did you present it well? And that's what you get applause for. And I've gotten my fair share. In fact, getting the Broken Bar of Doom puts me, as far as I know, only two other members on ATS have gotten the Broken Bar, the Black Bar of Doom. And that's Valhal and We Come in Peace. So that would make me number three. And wow. Yeah, I'm jazzed. That's pretty cool. So, hey, you know, thanks. And hey, Parhesia, shout out to Sister Parhesia there. She put me over the top. And I like to think I earned that one. Hey, that was a good post. I agree with you, Parhesia. Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, so yeah, that's the big thing. So I'm dancing around like a kid with that one. It's like, you know, maybe it's silly, but I'm quite humbled by it, really. It's like, oh, wow, I got the black bar. So that's the big news. Yeah, there's the big news in my life. I got the black bar. Wow. Well, I think it's a big deal. Of course, last week, oh, man, what a time it's been. And I've been in kind of this depressive phase, and I've been all snippy. And, hey, sorry out there to my fellow members who I've been snippy with. I get this way. Sorry, you know, just give me hell. Give me hell, Quimby, you know. But yeah, last week, what a dramatic week. Oh, man, I'm just thinking it just couldn't get any worse. And sure enough, it did. You know? Just one thing after another, and I'm just going, oh, man, can we get any farther down in the mud than this? And there's this whole thing, you know. No, I'm just not even going to go there. Last week was last week. This week is this week. It's the dawn of a new age. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of board drama. And I know a lot of my fellow members are kind of worried about, oh, the drama, you know, it's going to ruin ATS. Well, there's been drama before. You know, and what really blows me away is I'm a drama queen. I'm a confessed drama queen. And I like drama, at least a little bit. You know, a little drama now and then kind of keeps things going. But this is hardcore stuff, you know, and people getting banned. And it's just, oh, man. You know, there's only so much even I can take of that. And I've got to say, you know, probably not, who knows, but anyway. So, just saying. You know, and then kind of in the same vein, the whole tone of the 9/11 discussion. You know, I'm a kind of a Johnny come lately to the 9/11 forum. And I've been kind of letting that simmer, and then I've kind of waltzed in there, and I'm looking at some of the threads. And I guess it's my fault for not doing a little more background work before going into the 9/11 forum. I should probably talk about that in a dedicated podcast. The whole issue of, you know, the 9/11 discussions on ATS and the tone that they take and that whole issue. Because kind of the bottom line for me is if a 9/11 newbie like me walks in and it just, you know, finds myself just rolling my eyes and shaking my head, then no one's really getting convinced here. You know, if people who are new to the discussion are turned off by the discussion, simply by the nature of the discussion, that's counterproductive. You know, no matter what your opinions may be on 9/11, whether you think, you know, Bush did it, or, you know, Al-Qaeda, or, you know, some cabal, the New World Order, and, you know, whatever your thoughts may be on 9/11, it's not going to help anybody if people who aren't quote-unquote insiders to the discussion so far are turned off and not interested in the discussion. I'm just saying, you know, I'll probably podcast about that some more. You know, here I am, this winter weather, and, you know, finally winter caught up. We had some unseasonably warm weather, you know, back a little while ago, and that was nice. Now we're getting the actual snow and the rain and the wind and the clouds, and I'm like, yeah. So I'm kind of stuck in the house, getting a little cabin fever, a little crazier than normal. And what really torques me is that, you know, I'm not finding myself able to really get my musical mojo going. You know, I've got these songs in my head, and I really want to do them, you know. And I think I've got some really good ones here, you know, even maybe rising above the level of your average internet composer. And I'm like, ah, man, if I could just get it, you know. And I've got some sketching out, I've got some song sketches out, but... And I got some songs for the Roxer album, and I got some songs for the Hey album, and Shadows of the Stars has actually been coming along faster than the albums I'm supposed to be. That's an album that I didn't even plan to work on, you know, until much later, and I'm finding all these Shadows of the Stars songs are coming out, you know, so you know, I'm thinking, and I got this song that just kind of popped. This is a Shadows of the Stars song called Once Again, and you know, in my depressive sarcasm, I think, ah, it sounds too much like Wang Chung. But it's kind of an orchestral, and it's got, you know, the quadra chorused guitars and kind of that light crystalline feel to it. And I think it's going to be a really good song. I'm jazzed about it. But again, I can't quite get it there. And I keep thinking, well, should I go back to trying to do single session songs, you know, which are, you know, like Your Name in Lights, which I think needs a remix. You know, it's too bassy, and the choral vocals need some work, you know. And I think actually could be a better song if I just remixed what I already recorded. But that's the thing. That was a single session song, and I've been wanting to break out into more elaborate songs that are more polished, you know, and True American's been talking about, and you know, listen to True American stuff. I'm like, oh man, if only I had that kind of discipline, you know? So I'm like, ah, you know, I want to be able to do the good mixes. I tell you, True American, I want to do the good mixes, but, you know, I'm still learning, and I'm still a noob with this new equipment I got. I've only had it for a couple months now, and maybe almost, well, I got it in January, you know, so I'm still working on it, and there's a lot to learn, and the software is killer software, but man, it's just so complicated, and, you know, there's a step in the learning curve for this stuff, so, and I got it all at once, so, yeah, our mumble grumble, so there's that whole music thing, and then there's other stuff coming up this week that's going to probably be exciting, you know, woohoo, so, you know, anyway, so that's the story with me, all about magic, you know, kind of my little mini blog and in podcast form here, so, so once again, thanks to my fellow members for putting up with me, and for those listening to it, I hope you found something of use in this podcast. I don't know, sometimes I just wonder why the hell I even do them, but hey, just going to keep doing what I do. Just keep letting the magic flow. So until next time, be well, friends.